This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
And the plastic man this time of year has been known to go into the phone booth and come out as the man of steel. Steel shot, because waterfowl season is here, at least for the youths that is in the West Zone, and next week it'll be good for everybody. Captain Ryan, you guys ready for the duck season?
Yeah, I got a couple of blondes working the kids today, and I'm fishing the next 5 days or so. So I'll let them handle that. There's some birds down, though.
Well, that's good news. Yeah, it's great news. You know, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of teal still around and, you know, some of those other early.
No, there's a lot of big ducks. I'm surprised because we hadn't had any weather at all, but there's a lot of big ducks.
Well, good. We'll be listening next week and tell us how the kids made out there on some of them. I'm sure it'll be their first hunts. Yeah, fishing's been good down there. You know, I had a listener texted me, said he took your advice and he went out and he finds some slimy sugs and he wanted to know what was your favorite color.
You know, my favorite color was something they messed up on. And they messed up on a color, and it ended up kind of a chartreuse shad-looking color. They sent me 11,000 of them because they didn't want to sell them. Fool me.
Yeah, I used it was kind of like an olive green, maybe.
It was kind of a chartreuse and had a little cream streak in it. They messed them up, but, boy, I was so glad they did because they sent me the whole load.
Yeah. Well,
I use them for a long time, but you know, I like there's a rainbow trout that's really good. Red shad's really good. Like I say, I only break them out when I want to catch the big girls. But they got a lot of nice trout around right now too. But man, you can't keep a 2 over 20 inches. You know, you don't want to target them too much because then you're throwing them back, and I don't like, you know, catch and release on trout if I can help it.
Yeah, exactly. So what sides of the river you guys been working, you guys and girl
both
guides
sides,
down there?
Both sides. Probably 10 boats going east today and maybe 2 or 3 going west. There's a lot of boats today, and I don't want to get in that. Everybody's got boats today, so it's gonna be quite the show out there today.
What kind of conditions are y'all getting?
It's nice right now. The wind's blowing a little harder than it seems here at the lodge, but I'm going anyhow. It's going to be southeast. Now, Monday, we're really going to catch it, gust of 30 out the southeast. I'll probably go down river that day and get behind some stuff, get in some cracks. You know, that's the good thing about being here. You always got something you could do.
Yeah, no doubt about that. As far as the guys that are going to be hunting, I guess the wind's going to be in their favor this morning.
Southeast, you know, we have blinds set up for everything, you know. So, you know, if it comes up today and tomorrow, then it'll be good. But, you know, the ducks are unmolested right now, so they'll be all right. You know, just let the kids have a good time and come back and go do some fishing.
How many model ducks you think are going to be killed by mistake this morning?
Well, if they had the right guys, there shouldn't be any.
Right, but you know how other people
that's
are.
That's only guys.
Yeah, if they got the word out.
You know? The word out. Use of hunting with just the use, well, that's a different story. but all of my people with guides. So if there's a model duck killed, well, some guide will be in trouble.
Yeah. Well, I'm just wondering about, you know, the average hunter that's going out there and they have no idea that, you know, we got a 15-day moratorium on model ducks. You know, the
duck. The model ducks are just first 15 days we can't kill them. Well, 22 days counting if you count the youth, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, coming up right after you, I got Steven the Monster Milam coming on. He and Jared Jones came down there and killed a couple of nice 10-foot gators down there. So, you know.
I looked at that trailer you put out. You can see the fear in Steve's face. That alligator hit him gone, huh?
Somebody told him, take a breath.
Yeah, that big gator was trying to tear the boat apart.
Yeah,
that was funny. I like that.
That gator was not happy, but that was an experience that he'll never forget, that's for sure.
I think not. It was good. It's always good to get people out on something that they haven't done before, huh?
Yeah, and I tell you what, Leslie Charleville, what she does with that guy Otaku, you know, the old Japanese art.
She does a great job. Such a nice lady, too.
Yeah, and that's...
Man, I can't wait to see mine. She's going to frame it. That's going to be nice, big old 10-footer hanging in the lodge like that. All spread out. That's going to be a nice thing.
That's tedious work to paint that whole alligator, and she painted it purple in honor of LSU and then put the material over the top of it and got the imprint of it and made a shroud, basically, of the alligator. She does that with all types of fish, too.
Wow. She's talented. She's good at what she does.
Yeah, she did a red snapper for me. It's really came out nice.
Well, I sure love this time of year, buddy. It's kind of muggy and hot today, though. And I don't see a front coming in sight.
No, it doesn't look like we got one coming. We're going to be stuck with this. But at least that rain that we had, the little bit of rain we had, got through. And I don't think they expect any rain for several days.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. We just got to go with it.
Yeah.
Because God sent us something different.
So you said you're on the east side or you're on the west side this morning?
I'm in my boat shed talking to you, and as soon as we hang up the phone, I'll be on the west side.
All right.
I just bringing a rod, getting it ready, and I figured I got to do the radio show, go fight the launch and put her in there and get with it.
All right, well.
It's nice right now.
It's just a day in the life.
Catch some bulls.
Just a day in the life of Ryan Lambert, you know?
Yeah, I got some old customers today, too, from Shreveport.
Well, Gary Jones,
that man saved my house bill when I was a young man many a time.
And you mean long-standing customers or aged
long-standing
customers?
Well, both. He's old and I'm old. I'm old now, but he's been fishing with me for 30, 40 years. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
That's like fishing with friends.
Yeah, and then when they bring their son, Uncle Christopher, when they were a young man in fifth grade, when they started, now they... Nah, you got kids, they old, got beards and all.
Yeah, well, that's time goes on. Well, look, I'm going to let you get to work down there. Thank you for joining us. We're going to be talking to Steven Monster Milam about his alligator hunt in just a few minutes, and we'll invite people to watch it on
hello.
All right, somebody wants to get you, give them that phone number.
Oh, yeah, they can get me at 504-559-5111, and we'll make it happen.
All righty. We'll talk next
right,
week.
Buddy.
Have
yeah,
a good
baby.
One. There he goes.
Right,
Captain Ryan Lambert, you never know where he's going to pop up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.